This is 91.3 WYSO. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton in 2014. Today we hear Helen Lapides interview her parents, Richard Lapides and Maureen Lynch, about the early days of their marriage and their decision to become parents.
So you got married in the Virgin Islands.
Right.
And then you moved home. And then things maybe got a little rocky when you moved back to Dayton?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it just takes a while to adjust to another person when you're married. And, you know, we had our ups and downs. I always say that the first 7 years of marriage is the hardest part. And that's sort of how it was for us.
I forget. One of you told me that you think one of the reasons that you guys stayed together after you were in Dayton was that you decided to have kids.
Well, it was a hard decision about having children, I think. Or maybe it was that we decided we wanted to have children and then we tried to have them ourselves and we couldn't and we went through all this fertility stuff. Do you recall that? I mean, I know there was a big discussion about are we going to have children or not. And I think I wanted children more than you did. And finally, you sort of bought into it.
Well, by this time, we agreed that, okay, that we'll have children. And then we couldn't have children because we were both, A, older and both had reproductive problems. We were lucky we both had problems. That helped us work through that. It wasn't one or the other. It was both.
Yeah.
And that actually turned out to be a big bonding thing, not only because we then had a family, but how we went about having a family, which was at our ages, more complicated to do and actually more interesting.
Well, you should probably explain what
we did because we
get very mysterious.
Right. We decided we were going to adopt children and we had some friends who – and because we were old – I think Richard was too old to qualify for most adoption agencies. So we had friends who had done open adoptions, which is when you know the birth mother and sometimes the birth father of – the child you're adopting. We had friends who had done that, so they sort of told us how they did it. We sent out, I remember sending out postcards to friends and family saying, here's what we want to do and here's why we want to do it. And if you know anyone who's pregnant and thinking of giving up their child for adoption, let us know. And in just a few months, my cousin put us in contact with your birth mother.
I also think we should mention Will, since I don't think...
Right. We do have another child, Will. And after we adopted Helen, and it turned out to be such a wonderful experience, we decided, well, Helen needs a sibling. And so we sort of did the same process all over again, found another young woman who was interested in adoption. And we were there for Helen's birth and Will's birth right at the hospital. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
And so we had a family.
Yep. And then we left Dayton soon after Helen's birth.
Moved very far away.
And we moved all the way to Yellow Springs because we thought the environment was more open and more, first of all, wonderful for children without having a sort of a middle class, progressive middle class community where our children were going to be more broadly educated, exposed to more kinds of people, and not spend, as we did, many, many years hunting around for the kind of people who we think make the world evolve.
Yeah. And Yellow Springs turned out to be not just a great place to raise children, but a great place to be adults too. So,
right. We raised ourselves.
It was better than we thought it was going to be, even better than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
One last question?
Yeah, one last question. Well, just out of curiosity, how did having children affect your marriage in terms of your relationship with each other?
I think it made it richer. I mean, it puts more strain on your relationship to have children, but it also makes it a richer and more varied relationship. So I think it,
right.
I think it's, yeah, it was great.
You are the most happily married people I know, and you've been married for 38?
We got married in 1976, 38 years, yes. So. Oh, and would you like to say your favorite quote about a happy marriage?
I would rather be happy than be right. This is what I have learned by the age of 73, and I'm proud to tell you that. that's the story.
That was Richard Lapides and Maureen Lynch of Yellow Springs being interviewed by their daughter, Helen. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at wyso.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer Dan Gummel.